By the end of the school day, I decided that I would tell Mama everything before Miss Crocker had a chance to do so. From 9 years of trial and error, I had learned that punishment was always less severe when I poured out the whole truth to Mama on my own before she had heard anything from anyone else. I knew that Miss Crocker had not spoken to Mama during the lunch period, for she had spent the whole hour in the classroom preparing for the afternoon session. As soon as class was dismissed, I sped from the room, weaving a path through throngs of students happy to be free. But before I could reach the seventh grade class building, I had the misfortune to collide with Mary Lou's father. Mr. Welliver looked down on me with surprise that I would actually bump into him, then proceeded to lecture me on the virtues of watching where one was going. Meanwhile, Miss Crocker briskly crossed the lawn to Mama's class building. By the time I escaped Mr. Welliver, she had already disappeared into the darkness of the hallway. Mama's classroom was in the back. I crept silently along the quiet hall and peeped cautiously into the open doorway. Mama pushed a strand of her long, crinkly hair back into the chignon at the back of her slender neck and was seated at her desk watching Miss Crocker thrust a book before her. "Just look at that, Mary," Miss Crocker said, thumping the book twice with her forefinger. "A perfectly good book ruined. Look at that broken binding and those footmarks all over it." Mama did not speak as she studied the book. "And here's the one Cassie wouldn't take," she said, placing a second book on Mama's desk with an outraged slam. "At least she didn't have a tantrum and stomp all over hers. I tell you, Mary, I just don't know what got into those children today. I always knew Cassie was rather high-strung, but little man, he's always such a perfect little gentleman." Mama glanced at the book I had rejected and opened the front cover so that the offensive pages of both books faced her. "You say Cassie said it was because of this front page that she and little man didn't want the books?" Mama asked quietly. "Yes, ain't that something?" Miss Crocker said, forgetting her teacher training school diction in her indignation. "The very idea. That's on all the books. And why they got so upset about it, I'll never know." "You punished them?" asked Mama, glancing up at Miss Crocker.
"Well, I certainly did. Whipped both of them good with my hickory stick, wouldn't you have?"
When Mama did not reply, she added defensively, "I had a perfect right to." "Of course you did, Daisy," Mama said, turning back to the books again. "They disobeyed you." But her tone was so quiet and noncommittal that I knew Miss Crocker was not satisfied with her reaction.
"Well, I thought you would have wanted to know, Mary, in case you wanted to give them a piece of your mind also."
Mama smiled up at Miss Crocker and said rather absently, "Yes, of course, Daisy, thank you." Then she opened her desk drawer and pulled out some paper, a pair of scissors, and a small brown bottle. Miss Crocker, dismayed by Mama's seeming unconcern for the seriousness of the matter, thrust her shoulders back and began moving away from the desk.
"You understand that if they don't have those books to study from, I'll have to fail them in both reading and composition since I plan to base all my lessons around..."
She stopped abruptly and stared in amazement at Mama.
"Mary, what in the world are you doing?"
Mama did not answer. She had trimmed the paper to the size of the books and was now dipping a gray-looking glue from the brown bottle onto the inside cover of one of the books. Then she took the paper and placed it over the glue.
"Mary Logan, do you know what you're doing?
That book belongs to the county. If somebody from the superintendent's office ever comes down here and sees that book, you'll be in real trouble."
Mama laughed and picked up the other book. "In the first place, no one cares enough to come down here. And in the second place, if anyone should come, maybe he could see all the things we need, current books for all of our subjects, not just somebody's old throwaways. Desks, paper, blackboards, erasers, maps, chalk." Her voice trailed off as she glued the second book.
"Biting the hand that feeds you. That's what you're doing, Mary Logan. Biting the hand that feeds you."
Again, Mama laughed.
"If that's the case, Daisy,
I don't think I need that little bit of food. With the second book finished, she stared at a small pile of seventh grade books on her desk.
Well,
I just think you're spoiling those children, Mary. They've got to learn how things are sometime.
Maybe so, said Mama. But that doesn't mean they have to accept them. And maybe we don't either.
Miss Crocker gazed suspiciously at Mama. Although Mama had been a teacher at Great Faith for 14 years, ever since she had graduated from the Crandon Teacher Training School at 19, she was still considered by many of the other teachers as a disrupting maverick. Her ideas were always a bit too radical, and her statements a bit too pointed. The fact that she had not grown up in Spokane County, but in the Delta, made her even more suspect. And the more traditional thinkers like Miss Crocker were wary of her.
Well, if anyone ever does come from the county and sees Cassie's and Little Man's books messed up like that, she said, I certainly won't accept the responsibility for them.
It will be easy enough for anyone to see whose responsibility it is, Daisy, by opening any seventh grade book, because tomorrow I'm going to mess them up too.
Miss Crocker, finding nothing else to say, turned imperiously and headed for the door. I dashed across the hall and awaited her exit, then crept back.
Mama remained at her desk, sitting very still. For a long time, she did not move. When she did, she picked up one of the seventh grade books and began to glue again. I wanted to go and help her. But something warned me that now was not the time to make my presence known, and I left. I would wait until the evening to talk to her. There was no rush now. She understood.